Kathy Neptune here, and welcome to my kitchen. I'm going to share tips, tools, and recipes to make your time in the kitchen fun, fast, and fabulous. Tonight, we made it to spring. It's coming, and we're going to do a spring menu with our spring salmon and a beautiful, luxurious green asparagus sauce to go with it. Or I call it an asparagus coulis, even though you associate that, with a dessert. So we're going to add that. I have a risotto on the stove that we're going to do that we make with orzo. So I'm calling it orzotto. And then a wonderful, bright salad that you're going to be surprised with the ingredients. So I'm going to go here to the stove, and I've started here. I've sauteed some probably about a 2 tablespoons of a regular onion with a clove of garlic and a little bit of olive oil. And to that, I'm going to add a little bit of white wine. This is a blush wine. Not very much. And we're going to cook that off to give this flavor. And the orzo has an inherent creaminess to it that you're going to appreciate because it's a long process to make your own risotto from scratch with an arborio rice. And the orzo is a rice-like pasta, actually, that gives off a creamy essence, if you will. And we're going to add chicken stock and a little bit of seasoning to it. And the garlic and onion is going to infuse in that. And this is a wonderful, wonderful side dish for you when you're making a dinner party or whatever. This would be a great recipe. And while we're doing that, I have some chicken stock, 1 14-ounce can of chicken stock, or you can make your own. Now, if you were serving this with a meat dish, then of course substitute a meat stock instead of the chicken stock, and you could certainly do a rice or a orzo with fish stock if you were doing a seafood main dish as well. So I'm going to put this in our orzo mix, and I have a half a cup of orzo that I've added, and we're going to cook this off. And I'm going to add a bit of seasoning. And you want to kind of keep your eye on that, but certainly you don't have to spend as much time watching it as you would a regular risotto, where you add a little bit of stock and then you stir it and you add a little bit of stock. It can take up to 45 minutes to do that. So we add a little bit of salt and pepper blend. And this is a great tip too. And usually most of my dishes I do salt and pepper, so why not make up a blend of your own and mix it together and add a seasoning if you'd like. I find I like garlic powder and onion powder in most all of my dishes, so I blend up those four, and you always have it on hand. You always have it fresh. Keep it next to your stove where you cook, and it's a great tip, and you can add any additional seasonings that you would like to that as a base. So I'm just going to keep an eye on that. While we're doing that, I'm going to make our green coulis to go with it. And I have a small food processor here. And to this, I'm going to add some asparagus that I've seasoned in salted water. And I've cooked them down, just blanched them for about 5 minutes. And then you want to take them immediately out of the hot salted water and put them in a cold ice bath, just so you can see how beautifully green they are. And I put all of the stems, all of the tops rather, in there. And then I'm adding just a few stems, like so. And then a little more seasoning, salt and pepper blend, and whatever else is in there. A little bit of our lemon zest that I have. Where's my zester? Okay, it's probably right in front of me. So we're going to use a little bit of lemon zest. I can't find my zester. There we go. Okay, well, we'll just shave it down. Might be over here. Oh, here, I'll use this. So this is a great tool to have in your kitchen too. excuse me, if you want to have a good use of space in your kitchen, get tools that do multifunctional purposes. I'm going to put a grater in here. And if you don't have a grater, you can put it in whole because we're going to blend this up anyway. And you want the zest probably of about half a lemon. So only get the outside part. You don't want the white pith because that is bitter. And then to that, let me check on our orzo here. We're going to turn it down a little bit so it simmers. That, oh, that smells so good. The garlic and the onions in that. So good. And then this is a little creme fraiche from your dairy section. Now, if you don't want to use creme fraiche, because we're only using about a quarter cup of the creme fraiche, you just take a little bit of cream cheese and sour cream, a 1-on-1 ratio, and you have a very viable creme fraiche to use. So we've got everything in there, and let's just give it a whirl. What a beautiful color green this is, too. So we're going to do this. Scrape it down just once. Oh, this smells great. And the lemon in there makes it so fresh. Okay, and I'm going to put this into a little bowl. And we saved some extras here. Oh, I know what I forgot. I knew there was some kind of flavoring we wanted in here. A little bit of fresh dill. Oh my gosh, that would have been a big thing to leave out. Probably a good, I'd say a tablespoon. It's very strong when it's fresh. And if you didn't have fresh, you could certainly use dried. But remember to use half the amount of dried as you would for fresh. So now we're done. Oh, that looks great. Look at the colors in here. That is beautiful. That says spring. And if you don't like dill, you could leave it out and do something else, but you're going to love this. You could put maybe garlic, but we're doing salmon, and I think there's nothing like dill with salmon. Now you can, if you wanted to make this a little fancier, you could use a puff pastry sheet, put your salmon on the puff pastry, and just put a coating of this over the top and bake this on top, put this on top of the salmon and bake it in the puff pastry. And it makes a beautiful, beautiful company dish. So that's our little sauce we have, and we're just going to bring it up to a warm room temperature before we serve it. And we'll be right back. We're going to finish off our risotto and start on our salad. We'll be right back. I'm about to start on a really different and light, I think it's light, salad using thinly sliced cucumbers, thinly sliced radishes, and I'm going to add, it sounds really strange, but I'm going to put an apple in this as well. So I'm going to take a large bowl. We're going to put everything in here, and you can make this salad ahead of time, but I wouldn't do it too soon. You can assemble everything, but hold back on the cucumbers a little bit because they tend to be watery if you do them too far in advance. But you could assemble everything else. Look at the colors in this. Isn't that spectacular? I just love colors with food. It's just beautiful. So far, that'd be good for Christmas, wouldn't it? Look at that. That is nice. And then we're going to add, and I'm going to set this over here for now, and I'm going to slice a delicious apple because they're a little sweeter than most apples. And we're just, you don't have to peel this either. I like to have as much crunch as I can, and why not? So trimming that down. That looks pretty good. And I'm going to take, again, our slicing tool here, which is called a mandolin. And you want to always use the handle because there are no fingers in this recipe. Believe me, this slice is really, really thin, and that blade is deadly. So you want to be very careful, follow the instructions. And remember, you can always email me for the tools and the resources for these, because you need good tools to build a good recipe. So that's our apple. And I would use, we can get a little more out of that. And if you put an apple in here, you can slice it ahead of time, because the acidity in the dressing is going to keep it from turning brown. So we're going to put those in with our other slices. We're going to give it a beautiful flavor. And let's do a few more. And I used an English seedless cucumber because I just think they do very well in these recipes. And probably a half a cup of the seedless cucumber. And the radishes, probably 4 to 6 good-sized radishes. So that's that. I'm going to put this over here. And then we'll scoop this into the bowl. And I'm going to garnish the top of this with some green onions. But because I love onions in a salad, I'm going to add a few red onions sliced very thinly to this, because I just like to have that extra acidity. And so we're just going to take a very few slivers of this. You don't need much, because our dressing is going to be on the light side. So I'll put those in. Set that aside. I'm checking on my risotto. See, the starches in the risotto is giving it the actual texture of a risotto. Great little trick to have in your repertoire of recipes. Great company dish, too. Now here I have equal amounts, probably 2 tablespoons each, of a, I'm going to get a whisk too, mayonnaise and sour cream. And I'm going to add some apple cider vinegar to this. And I'm going to season this, because you always need a little seasoning, a little salt and pepper, a little bit of vinegar for acidity. And it's going to be a creamy dressing. And it reminds me, this reminds me of kind of like a ranch dressing, if you will. And I'm going to take and add a little bit of garlic. Fresh garlic. Did you know purple garlic, if you can get purple garlic, has that little tinge to it. It tends to be a little sweeter than some of your other garlics. So not too much, but just enough. And then a little bit of fresh lemon juice. And this makes everything come alive. I just love fresh lemon juice. And this is a nice citrus press. And you don't want to put it cut side up, because it goes in your eye. And there's stories there about that. But you can see how easy that is, and there's a little holes in the bottom so the seeds don't come out of that, so it strains it as you go. I think that looks really good. And you know, you can buy store-bought ones if you have a preference. Let me just taste. Oh, that's good. And you know what it needs? I always have a little bit of sugar handy. Because sometimes you want that acid, but you want to balance it with a little bit of sweetness. So a scant bit of sugar. Oh, that's going to be good. Now you can add dill to this. But if I wasn't doing dill with our salmon sauce that we're doing, I would certainly add dill to that, because you have your cucumbers and your onions, and it even goes well with apples, believe it or not. But let me give you a little advice, and this comes from a question. By the way, thank you to everybody who sends in their questions and suggestions. I read them all. They're great. And Mary L. from Sterling asked me, she says, I love the recipes and the tips, But there's so many good recipes. How do I even begin to plan a menu for, say, a dinner party? So you can see how that's all covered, and it's a little bit of a different type of salad. So Mary L. from Sterling, let me share a little bit of secrets when you're doing a menu for a recipe. And I thought about this, and I worked myself a little way backwards on how I start planning a meal, and I figured it's a lot like picking out an outfit for an event. Now, you can go casual, and what do you start out with? You go for comfort. So if you're doing a casual dinner or just a casual every night meal, you start out with the main course, which would be your main dress. And same if you're doing a formal dress, you let that steer your whole menu. So pick out your main menu first. And think about the spices and the seasonings. Now, as I said, we're doing dill with the salmon, so we're not going to repeat that in a salad dressing or an appetizer. Then your appetizer for the meal would be your little punch items like handbags and shoes. You want to go with that. That'll lead into what your main dish is going to be. It's going to be like a taste of what's coming. And then, of course, your accessories would be like your salads and your little jewels and the things that you do. And then the grand finale, or your makeup and your hairdo, would be your dessert. That's something that ties everything in. It's a nice feeling that you leave. It enhances everything you do. And every one of those steps you wouldn't leave out of a dinner or on a special occasion or a night out or the day you're planning your wardrobe. Those are all key factors. And if you select each one to enhance and support the other dishes as you go along in your meal, it'll help you get organized. Think about your main dish and then all the accessories you're going to put with it. So I hope that helps you plan meals. I know it's overwhelming when you can pick from anything you want, but think of that in those terms and start out with your main dish and you're going to be fine. So thanks very much for your question. That's very good. We're going to assemble all this. We're going to sear a salmon and finish off our risotto. We'll be right back. Hey, welcome back. We're going to cook our salmon, which doesn't take long, and you don't want to overcook it. And a little trick is you'll see a thinner end, and you want to use this flap and tuck it underneath itself so that it all cooks evenly. So you can see it's consistent throughout. And take our salt and pepper blend, season it nicely. And then I'm going to add a little bit of butter and olive oil to our saute pan. And you want this really, really hot. Our risotto is going well. And then a little bit of butter for flavor. And we're going to use this to baste our salmon. So it looks like a lot, but it's going to all cook down. And you want a nice sizzle in your pan. And we're going to put it underneath, flap side down into your skillet, and make sure that's tucked underneath when you put it in the pan. And don't move it once it's in the pan, let it set there. And that'll cook a few, I'd say about 5 minutes per side, depending on how hot your oven is. And a friend of mine, Terry, told me that he does his salmon on the grill. Now, here's a little tip that I never thought of doing, but if you leave the skin on, it holds the salmon together, and you do a raging hot fire in about 5 minutes on one side, 5 minutes on the other, and the skin comes off. So I imagine that would be really, really good. Imagine the sear you get. So I'm going to retry that and revisit that on a grill for the summertime. I think that would be awesome. And our risotto is, oh, this is so creamy. You're going to love this. And I would do it on the stovetop, and it's really not hard to do. And there's not a lot of tending that you have to do. Oh, it smells so good. And then this is our salad that we had done. And the radishes, the thinly sliced apples. And you'll notice that they're all about the same thickness. And that's going to let all the flavors infuse. And I'm going to add, in addition to the red onions, I'm going to sprinkle some chopped scallions or green onions or chives all over the top, just for another punch of flavor. And give that another toss. This is so good with any seafood, but especially this salmon. Yum, yum. And we'll set that aside. And I have over here, I'm going to do some garnishes on the top with a little more fresh dill. And don't forget, we have our asparagus coulis that we're going to put on top. And I thought for a little extra addition, we're going to put a few lemon wedges on the alongside of our salmon, because it's just the way to go when you have fresh salmon. So we'll put that there. What a beautiful presentation this would make on a buffet, too. You could do all your salmon. And I love this dish because you could also cook your salmon and serve it cold on a salad. This salad is perfectly fine when you serve it ice cold on a summer day, and put your salmon right on top and then your asparagus coulis on top of your salmon and garnish it. What a lovely evening meal that is for a summer night. And so try this and use it in several different ways, but you probably won't have any leftovers on this because it's really, really good. And we're going to take our salmon is doing really well. And I can't say enough, don't overcook your salmon. You want it to be nice and moist. That's looking really good. And I'm going to take a little spoon and baste that, because you want to get all the flavors. And I'm going to take a little bit of this wine, take it off the heat, and pour a little white wine, a nice dry Chardonnay works really well, and I'm just going to baste over the top of the salmon. Now, if you were doing a lot of salmon, at this point you could pan sear them, transfer them into or onto a sheet pan and put them in the oven at 400 degrees and finish cooking them down for about another 7 minutes in the oven. And that way they would all cook evenly, and it's a great technique to do when you're serving your guests. So we're just going to finish this off, and when we come back, we're going to serve it up, and I'll show you how that's done. We'll be right back. Hey, welcome back. I wish you could smell everything that's coming through this evening. What a great menu we have. Here is our wonderful orzotto, which is a takeoff on risotto that we've made with orzo and some wine and chicken stock, and isn't that silky and luxurious? You know, you could even do mushrooms with this if you'd like. You can make them crispy, put them over the top, or you can incorporate them right into the orzotto. And I think porcini mushrooms would be delicate and have a wonderful texture. And then let's add a little bit of our salad. And this is beautiful as well. And the textures and the flavors in this, just out of bounds. You're gonna love it. That is good, good, good. And then remember our asparagus coulis that we did? Now look at the texture in this. I'm gonna put it down on the bottom of the plate like so. And you can just smell the fragrance of the dill and the lemon zest and that little bit of creme fraiche blend that we did. And then here is our beautifully pan-seared salmon on top of that. And you don't need anything else with this except a beautiful glass of white Chardonnay that we used in some of these recipes. I always like to take some elegant, thin, look at how beautifully thin these spring asparagus are. Isn't it gorgeous? And then a little sprinkling of fresh dill. And I just poached those asparagus spear slightly, a little lemon on the side. That is one magnificent spring dinner because it's coming. You want to be ready for spring. We haven't had a bad winter, but it's always good to celebrate a new season. I want to thank you all for your comments, your suggestions, your recipes. I read them all. They're just fabulous. And you make it very special for me to share my recipes with you as well. Remember, you can call or email me, rather, on your screen, my email for these exact recipes and also the resources for these great tools. And I'm happy to share. I hope you try these recipes with your family and friends. Thank you for watching, and may the fork be with you.